Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Fearless Generations. This is Kelly Fox, your host, and on the call tonight we have Terry Sayer. Yay!
Hey!
How are you doing? We also have our favorite guest host, Kara Bjornsson, with us.
Hello, thank you, Kara. Hey, guys.
So, we're continuing to talk about step 11, which is passion. And tonight we're going to be talking about how our desires have value. And we'll be talking about that a little while later, because first I want to just catch up with Terry and all the amazing things she's been doing.
Well, I have
Terry,
had
would you like to tell us?
Couple of weeks when I haven't been on the call. I was in Denver with a group of Fearless Living coaches doing a training on businesses in a box, which is a training in order to do workshops on Rhonda Britton's five programs on her three books and other programs as well. So it was a very intense but very motivating and rewarding opportunity to work with Rhonda and Bill Grout and other coaches. Some that are further along in the program than I am, and some that are just really beginning the program, and they're in phase two of their training to become certified Fearless Living coaches. So it was really fun, intense, exhausting, motivating, exhilarating, all those feelings wrapped up into one great week. And then following that week, I went to Oakland to do a training with a group of several hundred teachers on how to teach science in the new science standards that we're developing in the state and in the nation. And that was really fun and exciting as well. I met new people, made new connections, was able to use my coaching skills as I was helping teachers to change their focus and redirect their purpose and passion around teaching science. So that was also really exciting. So I've been all over the place. Haven't been home too much and have missed not being home, but now I'm glad to be here with my mother's been here with me since June, and tomorrow I'm taking her to the airport to fly back to Arizona. So that's a bittersweet moment, but she's going to be moving back into assisted living, and she's excited about that. She's been in her own home, and she's 92 years old, and she's ready to maybe live with people that are her level of maturity that might have more in common. So she's looking forward to a new adventure. So I'm excited about supporting her in this new adventure. So that's kind of where I am right now. We're doing a workshop this week. Janet Renner, who's been on our call as a guest host, and I are doing a workshop on Fearless Path, particularly expectations and intentions. Kelly is going to be supporting us in that. So that's another exciting thing that's happening as a result of my business in a box training a couple weeks ago. So that's some of the things that are exhibiting my passion and purpose to share Fearless Living with anyone who's willing to listen so that they can come from a place of freedom rather than letting fear keep them stuck in the place they may feel comfortable, but that they really don't want to be.
Yeah. Jenna was on the call, I think 2 weeks ago, and she was telling us about the workshop. We're really excited about that. That's going to be Thursday night and Friday morning for any of our listeners that are in the Central Valley, California area. Please come out, check it out. It's up on our website, not our website, but our Facebook page. And if you need any more information about that, you can always ask us on our Facebook page and we can get that to you if that's something that you're interested in. It's going to be really awesome. I'm excited for it. As Terry was talking, we were talking about passion. That's what we've been talking about this month thus far. And Karen and I have been together in New York for the last few days, and we've been doing a couple adventures, taking it a little easier on this adventure, but we had lots of fun for Kara's birthday. His birthday was Saturday, and we had an awesome party where we all got dressed up, and you know, it was definitely outside my comfort zone to attend a party dressed up like Lucille Ball, but I had a great time. And Kara was dressed up like Cleopatra. She looked very beautiful. And,
oh, thank you.
Huh?
I said, oh, thank you.
Yes. And today I did something that I've been wanting to do. And Kara's done before. And we went paddle boarding. And it was really cool. I didn't stand up on the board, but I gave myself credit for getting out there and experiencing it. But I stayed on my knee. But it was still really fun, and it was a great experience, and it really pushed me out of my comfort zone. And those are the things that I'm really passionate about lately. You know, really stepping out and doing those things that beforehand I may have told myself that I couldn't do or that I wasn't capable of. And so that was really exciting to be able to go out and to do that. And one really cool thing that's been happening this month because is my daughter has been wanting to listen to the show. And she listened this entire month. And after the first show, Kara and I were questioning her about how she liked it, and she liked it a lot. And we asked her about her passion, and she shared with Kara that her passion is singing and writing songs. And she wrote a song about letting go and letting go of fear. And we told her last week on the show, we mentioned that we would have her come on the show and sing it for all of you. And so I'd like to introduce you all to my beautiful daughter, Arisa. Arisa, can you say hello to our listeners?
Hi.
So Arisa, can you tell us a little bit about what you're passionate about?
Well, I'm really passionate about singing.
It's okay, sweetie. You don't know what to say. Okay, so how about you just you sing your song for us, and then maybe you'll be a little bit relaxed by then, and you'll be able to talk to us.
You have to let it go, let it be free, let it go, let it be with me, let it go, let it be amazing, let it go, this is the time for me, let it go, let it shine on me, here I stand and here I stay, let it go. Let it go, this is the time for me. Let your fear go away, bring it back a different day. Be fearless, I have no time for fear today. Here I stand and here I stay. Let it go, this is the time for me.
Yay!
All right, Arisa. Mm-hmm.
Good job, sweetie. So what inspired you when you were writing that song about letting go and letting go of fear? What made you write those words?
Well,
Really, actually listening to the show made me think of being fearless and made me think of that.
What does being fearless mean to you? It's okay.
I think it's pretty fearless that you were able to sing a song on the radio with all the people that might be listening to you. Do you think that was a pretty fearless thing to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you
yeah,
a little bit
absolutely.
Scared?
Yeah.
So did you face your fear and you did it anyway, didn't you?
Yep.
Because you love to sing and you love to write songs. So you shared them with us. That was awesome. That took a lot of courage. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, Risa.
Love you.
All right. So, I know she was a little not sure what to say, but, I mean, she's 10. And she did an amazing job with her song. I'm so proud of her.
Oh, my gosh, she totally did.
Yeah, and I think her being so young and knowing what she wants is just so amazing. And I think that, you know, when I was her age, I wanted to be a singer. I wanted all the same things that she does, but she's actually going after it, and she, you know, she has all of these plans of how she's going to do this and she's going to do that, and I just think that that's really cool that she believes in herself so much already, you know, at her young age. And I think it's because, you know how she said that listening to the show, she was inspired to write the song. And I think because Jay and I tried to, you know, have kind of, not that we're anywhere near perfect at it, but that we try to encourage our children to go after their dreams and have this kind of attitude towards life of, you know, using these tools and you know, in our own lives and then encouraging our children to use them, that, you know, that's given her the confidence to be able to say, you know, I can have this dream and I can do this. And I just think that's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was struck by, you know, you said to her, okay, sing your song, and she just started. And I was thinking back, you know, to me being 10, and even me being the age that I am now, and having a passion for something. And I think for me, fear would still probably play a part in making me hesitate, and she just jumped right in. So, Arisa, I just found your courage very inspiring. You know, imagine if we could all have that confidence. I mean, we can. We all have it inside of us. But to be able to access it the way that Arisa did, and that children do in general. I mean, children most of the time are pretty fearless, don't you think? Like, they kind of just go for stuff, whereas adults, we might hesitate more, we might hang back more. So I'm just so totally impressed with her, and, you know, just thinking about my own life moving forward, like, wow, I wonder what it could be like if I were able to just jump right into something that I was so passionate about. Like, okay, ready, Kara, go. And I just did it.
Yeah, I think
five.
Go ahead, Terry.
Well, I just said that could change our lives if we had that abandonment of fear to the point where we could just go for our passions like that.
Yeah, I think that as adults. I think that as adults, we tend to, you know, start to, you know, question everything we do, either, you know, how it's going to be perceived or how, you know, what others are going to think and, you know, mm-hmm. are we good enough and blah, blah, blah. And we put all this, you know, weight on top of it so that it's this huge, heavy thing, you know, that becomes more scary. And children have, you know, a tendency to not overthink things like adults do, and they just mm-hmm. they just go and they do it. Mm-hmm. And I, with the topic tonight of our desires having value, I think that plays a part too. You know, the things that we're passionate about, we may see them as not important. You know, maybe they're the things that aren't paying the bills. You know, the extracurricular activities or what. Not, and so that we don't give them value because they're not necessarily, you know, helping us provide, you know, for our families or whatever. But they do help us provide for our families because they fill us up so that we have the energy to go to work or we have the energy to, you know, to give back to our families. And so that when we're serving each other, we're serving from our overflow and not from an empty cup. And I think that that's really important, that when we're trying to hold a space for someone or we're trying to support someone else or we're trying to grow ourselves and really maintain this process of, you know, doing, you know, accessing these tools and growing and making changes, that we need to be filled up. We need to be, you know, going forward and making these changes and living this life from a place of being full and not from a place of being empty or drained or, you know, whatever we may call it. And what we're passionate about is what fills that cup, what fills us up. And to a point where we're overflowing with energy and with life, and that how we can serve. We can serve each other from that overflow. And I think that that's really important. And it means that those things that we're passionate about are extremely important, that they have very much a value in our life, and they're worthy of investing time or money or effort into keeping them in our lives so that we have that place to get filled back up. What do you think about that, Terry?
Yeah, I think that our passion, when we can really effortlessly and with ease live our passion, then it's kind of like at that point we become this, the law of attraction is really works in our lives because mm-hmm. we're thinking and internalizing and embodying passion and our purpose, because I think passion and purpose work in tandem. And at that point, we just attract that which supplies us with that same motivation and that same spark and that same self-assuredness or that excitement that we have that comes from pursuing our passion and our purpose. And so then it just comes to us. And each time those opportunities come to us to express our passion and our purpose, we become more self-assured and more self-confident, and we're able to live that passion in a way that is responsible and that propels us on our journey and keeps us focused on our purpose. And more opportunities will come for us then to grow and to take risks and to invite that risk into our life that will allow us to continue on that journey that's fueled by our passion but focused on our purpose. And that's what I see happening in my life. I mean, this our pathway that we chose, mine was to work on my business and to be able to share my passion for fearless living and for applying those principles in order to be a leader in my community and to lead others to the joy that comes from understanding how to communicate and collaborate creatively with others so that you can share your journey in a positive way. And it's like I just every time I turn around, there's a new opportunity, and I'm willing to take the risk because it's fueled by my passion to share this desire to have a journey that's purposeful and free and guides us to love one another and to seek to treat others as we would want to be treated, and just to make the world a better place. People can love one another and be free to do that. And so I think that whole concept of having passion in your life helps you to shine that forward. That purpose comes from you because you've embodied it, and it attracts others who want to have that same journey. And you can then, through fearless living and other skills, you can help them to develop those tools in their life, and they can shine, and their passion can come forth. And it's like you're paying it forward to the people that your clients and to the people that you do workshops with and that you share these opportunities with. And in your own way, then, you're having a sphere of influence to make the world a free place, you know, a world of freedom, rather than a world of fear and hate, but of freedom and love, rather than people, holding in their passions and not sharing them with one another. People who are willing to share and be vulnerable and open and present, and then just sharing that with people in a way that propels their life in the direction they want to with what their passion is. And so I think that Arisa's example of her passion for writing songs and for singing and for wanting to perform and her courage to do that, coupled with a purpose and being motivated and supported by her parents, she has that opportunity to have that ability to attract these opportunities in her life that will guide her to fulfill her passion. So it's really, to me, it's the spark in the journey. It's the understanding of your purpose and why you're here on the earth. And when you're clear about that, then you just attract these opportunities to do that. And I think that's what I was thinking. So that's what I was thinking while you were talking.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Kara?
I'm thinking about a lot of different things while you guys are talking, and you know, everything that you're saying is sparking different thoughts and ideas in my head. But the thing that's sticking with me is when I'm passionate about something, it's almost like no matter what is going on in my life, I can summon up the energy for it. It can kind of get me out of my own head sometimes. And I find that when I'm really in fear, or when my will of fear is spinning really fast, it allows me to kind of step away from that for a little bit. I mean, even in terms of the fearless living work, which I'm really passionate about, and I've spoken before about how when I speak to my private clients or I do a book group meeting or I'm on one of these calls, I feel so alive and I feel like Superwoman and like I can do anything. And I find that that happens even in the midst of really challenging times. So it's like my passion, you know, fuels my purpose and it can add so much to my life. And it can also be there at times where, you know, I'm maybe not as confident about other things, but then my passion, you know, an opportunity spark comes up for that to be shared or to be expressed. And it just really gives me something positive to focus on and a place to put all of my energy and my focus instead of fear. And I kind of slipped up before and used the word spark because when you said that, Terry, it kind of stuck in my mind and resonated with me. Like, you know, I'm picturing like almost like someone lighting a match underneath me and sparking that passion. You know, even when it feels like things are hard and challenging and kind of dark, it's like, oh, there goes that match and there goes that passion, and then suddenly I'm alive again. It's pretty cool.
That is cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a spark in the midst of darkness.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's the coolest thing about passion is that it can do that. Like even when you're, even if you're tired and, you know, or going through a challenging time, when you're put in a position to do something that you're passionate about, it's like you get that second wind, or you, you find that inner strength, and that passion wakes you up again. And it's exciting when your life can be about that on a regular basis, and you're living that passion on a regular basis. And I think that's why people talk, you know, if you find something that you love and you learn how to make that, you know, your career or whatever, it's like you're never working a day in your life because, you know, because it's not work. It's something that you love and it's something that you're doing. And so I think that, you know, when we can find something that we're passionate about like that, that it's really special. Earlier, Kara was saying something about how it's kind of magical, how it all works together and fuels you.
Mhm. Yeah, it definitely mm-hmm. can feel like that sometimes, for sure.
Yeah. I think that's the coolest thing about passion, is how it fills you up and it makes all the other things about life that maybe not be so fun, you know. If you can involve that into those areas, it can make make them more fun or more enjoyable, and you can become passionate about more things about your life and just more awake and more alive and bring more of your authentic self and authentic, you know, energy and life to more situations of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, just the idea of mm-hmm. of our desires having value, and I was just, you know, struck by what you said before, where you talked about how we don't always see that because it's not the thing that, you know, makes us the money or puts the food on the table. And I think about how often people squash their desires because of that. You know, they don't, you know, I'm in terms of my passion, I can relate a lot to Arisa, and I know you guys can too, with performing. I've been a theater performer my whole life, and it's been a huge passion of mine. And there was always this feedback that I got, well, you can't make a living doing that. The money's not good in that. You're going to be a waitress for the rest of your life. And there was a point in which I allowed other people's, I guess, fears or judgment to kind of squash that passion within me, you know, and not go for all the opportunities that I wanted with that, because it was like there was no value put on it. And mm-hmm. even though it's something that I now choose to do recreationally and I don't get paid for it, it's like rediscovering the passion. Like, you know what? This doesn't pay the bills, but I feel more alive than when I do anything else when I'm on stage. And you're so right about that being valuable. I don't know that, you know, we look at things having value when they don't actually make us money. And it can be, I think, more valuable than the things that do make us money.
Mhm. Yeah, well, I think it makes the times when we're doing maybe the things that we feel that we need to do them or we have to do them or whatever, you know, like the things that pay the bills, like our jobs or our careers or whatever, that they may not, if they don't involve our passion, when we allow ourselves that time away from them to involve our passion, it makes, you know, going back to work on Monday a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other things that we do, it makes them a little bit easier.
Well, we all need
we're almost
creative.
Out of time. We have like less than a minute. Sorry. I always appreciate all of you, both of your input and sharing tonight. And I'm so grateful for Arisa and her coming on and sharing, being so courageous and such a great example of living your passion and not letting your fear stop you. Next week we'll be talking about risks, so that'll be really fun. And I encourage you all to be fearless this week. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Karen.
Goodbye.